You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The volume.
All right, guys, the NBA playoffs are finally here. And as the games get better and the intensity ratchets up, I tell you to go to our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Use my promo code DCTV, bet only $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. All of your favorite teams that competed through the season now get the chance to compete on the grandest stage. The play-ins, the playoffs, all the way to the conference finals and the NBA finals. It is going to be bananas. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook, download the app, sign up using my promo code, get your bonus bets right away. NBA playoffs is the best time of the year for the sport of basketball, and I'm here for it. So go to the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, where the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, guys, I'm here with Armand Sarukian. Armand, thank you for checking in with me, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting. Always.
So, Saturday night, right? You're fighting Charles Oliveira. You tell us you're going to knock him out, but you'd be happy with a victory. Just as long as you won, you'd be happy. When you look back on your performance, because I'm sure you've watched it already, what do you feel of the way you fought on Saturday?
You know, of course, I wanted to knock him out to show, like, good performance to get the 300K, you know, double. And but, like, that first guillotine stopped me, you know. And, like, after that guillotine, I need recovery and, like, get back, you know. And if he didn't get the guillotine, maybe I could finish him. But, like, after guillotine, I wasn't there on 100%, you know.
Wait, so what do you mean? Like, do you feel like after the guillotine that you just were more aware of how dangerous he was, or did the guillotine take a lot out of you?
No, the guillotine was tight. You know, after guillotine, I need like 1-2 minutes to recovery. So, because like was too tight and like, and I was on the ground on the, he was on the mound. So,
yeah.
And, I needed 1 minute to get back. So when I get back, when I flip him, sweep him, and I was already there.
Most guys don't get out of that. most people don't get out of that guillotine, especially early and dry. Yeah. How tight was it? Did you start to feel like your world closing in? Did it start to go dark at all, or were you always present?
No, it wasn't dark, but like on my mind, like I was thinking, that's it? Like, I'm gonna tap right now? I said, no way, I gotta get out from here. And like on my mind, like a lot of like different things, like done, I'm done already, like, and no way, I came to win, and I said myself, I'm gonna get out from here and I'm gonna win this fight. So yeah, I wanted to show good performance, but like I did as much as I could, you know.
Yeah, it was a good fight. I thought you fought well. I thought you showed that you belong, right? We talked about this prior, how we've seen young guys try to make their way into that top five, and they've all kind of been stymied and they've all lost, but you've already now won two top five fights, so you are the number one contender. But before we get to that, Armand, I'm sitting at the desk, right? You come out.
Yes.
And there were a lot of Armenian flags. Like, what the hell? Did you fly people in? Like, why were there so many Armenian flags in the T-Mobile Arena? You
know, yeah, so Los Angeles, California, a lot of Armenian people live there. And then from Russia and from Armenia, my friends came, like, around, like, 200 people came to support me. And, like, everybody, like, brought the flag and to support me. When I see the flag, I'm, like, I'm motivated and I can, like, I can tap, I can win or die. That's it. So
yeah,
for that night. And I want, like, who comes to watch my fight. After fight, doesn't matter, I lose or win. I want to make them proud, you know.
There's a great group of Armenian wrestlers down in Los Angeles area. They go to St. John Bosco, and really good young wrestlers. They would love to, like, they're massive supporters.
I wrestled there. I was there a couple of times.
At St. John Bosco?
Yeah, I was there.
There's a kid named Grigor Chalakian. He's going to Stanford. Yeah. He's tough.
Yeah. I wrestled with him.
Oh, you trained with Grigor before?
Yeah.
Those guys love you. Like, you really are like an idol for them. But you saw the Armenian flag and it got you fired up. You were excited. You were ready to go. But not before you got into a fight with a fan. Bro, what happened? I'm sitting at the table. Rogan's sitting next to me. And he's talking about you. And I go, bro, Armand just got into a fight on his way to the octagon. What happened? Yeah,
the one guy, like, showed me the fog. And
He was doing this. He literally had his hand out like this, right?
And I wanted to knock him out right away. So I was super, super, like, emotional, you know? I mean, like, I'm going for fight. And, like, someone, like, try, like, put his finger on my face. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm a fighter. Like, you're, like, stupid, or, like, be away from me a couple meters, you know? And I saw one more video today. Like, Charles Oliveira's sparring partner, he showed the two fogs to me. But hopefully I was watching the straight, not right.
Wait, what you mean? Like, when you got close to the octagon?
Yeah, and no. He was on the. He was on like a fan, you know. He was with the crowd, so he showed them. Fuck you! I just saw the video he posted today or yesterday. He posted the video, like, he showed, like, a fuck to me. It's like. Crazy guy. I don't know. Hopefully I didn't see him there that time.
You would have fought him too?
Of course, but, like, after that situation, the bodyguards understood I'm going to, like, knock out people here and, like, they, like, protect me like this, you know?
Never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like this before.
I mean, like, I'm going to fight, you know, like, someone showed me fight. I'm like, that moment, like, I don't know, I can't control myself, you know, like, if someone, like, they gotta, like, protect me very well, you know.
That's
next time
funny.
I'm gonna I'm gonna watch just straight, you know, because I shouldn't like turn my face.
Do you think anything's gonna happen? Do you think like the UFC is gonna like punish you in any type of way or anything like that? Do you worry about that? Like the UFC or the Nevada Commission? Do you worry that there might be some sort of like fine or something?
I don't know, but the guy, he apologized and said sorry to me. Who showed the fuck you?
He did?
And he said I'm not gonna sue or do something. Just I was first time in my UFC event, and like, just yeah, that's it.
I wonder why the guy was picking on you. They must not know you because you are a little bit crazy. I've noticed, like,
because I think like every fighter is a little bit crazy. We are fighters.
Yeah, we are all a little bit crazy.
How we can be normal if we're like fighting, you know, like, yeah, like, I don't know, but because maybe because I grew up in Russia, so we have a little bit different like
culture,
and like that's why. So we're going crazy very fast, like if we see something like this. But I gotta get used to because I'm gonna spend a lot of time in US, and I gotta be calm and like.
Yeah, you can't go around beating everybody up, man.
Yeah,
you know what Ben Askren told me? Ben Askren told me that when he's at wrestling tournaments and little kids yap off, he kind of throws them to the ground and kind of shows them, hey, if you really want to talk shit, this could happen to you. So maybe he agrees with you. He thinks that as fighters, we should be able to go to the fan that shows you that or messes with you and kind of just throw them to the ground and go, this could get really bad for you if you don't stop like yapping off at the mouth.
Yeah, but maybe next time they're not going to show me that finger, you know. They're going to get scared because they're going to get punched. Or maybe they want to get punched and go to sue me, you know, make money.
Let me ask you this. You were offered the title fight with Islam Makhachev right after that fight. You're in the locker room. You get everything you've wanted. All this time, all you wanted is another chance to fight Islam. How do you say no in that moment? And especially not knowing if Justin Gaethje wins. Because if Justin Gaethje won, right, he would have been next. But because he lost now you can sit and wait until the end of the year. How are you confident enough to say no? Because a lot of times when young athletes get their chance, they take it regardless of the circumstances because they want it so bad.
That fight, I want it so bad. And when they offered it, I was thinking, yeah, maybe should I take risk or not? But, like, I already took the risk in the first fight. And, like, I don't want to go there again, not be ready 100%. I know, like, he's a softball guy. Like, I gotta wrestle or defend my wrestling. Not just, especially for this fight, I didn't do a lot of for my defense of wrestling. I just did a lot of like, I want to wrestle, not like defend a wrestler, because Charles, he's not good wrestler. He's a good jiu-jitsu guy, you know, completely different game. And like, if something happened not good to me during the fight, like again, I don't want to that. I want to have a whole training camp, train, and then get the chance. And I know I'm going to get the chance, definitely.
Armand, what do you make of Islam? Like, what are your thoughts on Islam?
Islam, he's a very good, well-rounded fighter. But, like, I feel like I can beat him, you know? Like, everybody, like, think, like, he's unbeatable or, like, no one can beat him. And I don't know why, like, people, like, don't believe, like, someone can beat Islam. I don't know. Like, I don't think so. Yeah, he's good. Like, but in a top level, like, everybody can beat him. This is fight. Maybe you're, like, you're not ready for the day, or, like, you got sick, or you're, like, you don't cut weight very well, and that day you feel bad. Or, like, so, our first fight with Islam versus Volkanovski. Islam looked bad. He didn't look good. Like, My opinion, he looked bad because of jet lag. You see, the like a lot of details like can make sense.
So, knowing that you have a championship opportunity, Dustin Poirier gets the opportunity first. How do you think that fight goes? Do you think Dustin Poirier, after the way he looked against Benoit Saint-Denis?
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is in a place where you can go out there and upset Islam?
It's going to be so difficult to stop Islam wrestling. Islam not going to... For Dustin, it's going to be so difficult to stop Islam's wrestling because... Islam not going to box him, not going to strike him. He's going to try to push him to the cage, take him down on the cage and try to submit him, ground and pound, you know, and be safe position because Poirier is dangerous on the feet. So that's why they're not going to take a risk and try to strike him.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. And
you're going to go to Newark?
Yeah, I want to go there.
And you're going to stand in the octagon with the guy that wins?
Yes. They
can you
do
and
that.
Islam get in the cage after a fight like that and not try to fight each other? Because that's intense, right? Like, you know, like, you walk in there, and if he wins, right, or if Dustin wins, do you have the ability to walk in there with that guy and not lose your mind because maybe his team starts yapping or somebody starts yapping? Like, are you going to be okay in that situation?
I don't know. We'll see.
You know, I think maybe that
no
attitude...
I mean, sorry, Islam's teammates and my teammates and me, we're gonna have good connection because we have a same almost mentality, you know. We're not gonna say something bad, you know, because we gotta control ourselves. And we know if we say bad, we got to answer that.
I know. That's what I think lends itself to y'all fighting. Because you remember when Khabib grabbed, who he grabbed? The guy that was with Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Yeah, Lobov.
he grabbed this guy by the face, right? Like, you know, he slapped the guy. Like, you know, like, it's like, because he think the guy talked too much. I think, like, the, and then you punched the fan. Like, a lot of, like, similarities in terms of y'all's mind.
Yeah, we have, a kind of same mentality because we are from Russia, you know?
What part of Russia, Armand?
I lived in Khabarovsk. It's, like, close. It's like Siberia, close to Siberia.
Yeah, I've been there many, many times. Cold, so cold. Hey, before I let you go, when do you think you're going to fight for the championship, and how do you see it going? Like, it doesn't matter. Tell me your prediction with Makhachev. Tell me your prediction with Poirier. What does it look like when Armand Sarukian steps in there with the two guys fighting for the championship, and when do you think you're going to fight for that belt?
Armand Sarukian going to fight in November, Madison Square Garden versus Islam or Poirier. And he's going to dominate him, win him, and be a champion in 27 years old.
What's the harder fight for you, Makhachev or Poirier?
They're both is hard. It's hard because for my mind, like, of course, it's going to a little bit difficult with Islam, because like I already lost him, you know, that like that pressure. I wanna win him so much, you know. Maybe that's why. But I'm gonna train like the same for both of them, you know, because they're both legit, like real fighters.
How are you training at American Top Team? Dustin trains there.
Yes.
What are you guys gonna do then? Have you trained with DP?
Yeah, I trained with him but long ago. We're gonna train separate. Yeah, American Top Team is a big gym. You know, we can train separate, but we'll see what happened in June 1st. So after that, we can talk.
And there's nothing to fighting a guy that's on the same team as you. You're gonna fight him even if he wins it. You're fighting Poirier.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I have a goal, so I can fight with everybody for that title.
Hey, your boy, what about Bobby Green? He looked pretty good last weekend.
You know, Bobby Green is my friend now.
Wait, when did this happen?
You know what? I'm like, I didn't check my direct, you know, but after the fight, he sent me the video. Sorry, brother. Like, I didn't mean, like, you're bad. Congratulations, this, that, like a lot of good things. He said to me, I said, okay, let's get victory on the UFC 300. And I saw him on the UFC 300. We shake hand, and we are cool. He understood, like, he shouldn't joke with me.
Armand, so you are an intense guy that will handle things as you need to, but you're forgiven. Because look, you made friends now with the fan. You made friends now with Bobby Green. This is what the world is all about.
Listen, one more thing. Yesterday with Helwani, I talked to referee. He did the mistake on the third round because he gave to the Oliveira.
And the judge?
The judge. Ooh. And now he like the judge who's like.
How you talk to him?
No, I didn't talk. My coach talked to him. He called my coach and said, sorry, yeah, you were right. I wasn't give to Oliveira. So he said apologize too for that.
Could you imagine though, if that went the other way because he made a mistake? Oh, you'd want to kill this guy.
Yeah, definitely. If I lose this fight, I would kill him, yeah. he's going to kill my career, you know?
I know. They can't make mistakes.
I've been training like 10 years, like nonstop, you know? I'm like, every day, like think about the fight, you know, cut weight, train, like a lot of surgeries, trauma, you know, drama, I don't know, all things together, you know? And like some judge, like maybe he was watching his phone, but like now we're good. Thank you for that. He said, like, I understood I was wrong. For that, something happened. You know, we are like human. We got to understand. We never know what, maybe like, he didn't see the, from the right position.
Yeah.
You know, man, Armand. Thank you, man. Congratulations on the massive victory last weekend.
Thank you.
Good luck, man, whenever you get that chance to fight for the belt.
Let's go. We got to fight. Let's get the belt from your teammate.
Follow Armand Sarukian everywhere on X, Instagram, and everywhere else you take your social media in. Make sure you watch this guy's career. He is phenomenal inside the octagon. And I like him even better outside the octagon. Until next time, Armand, thanks for checking in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peace, guys.
Come to Russia. Visit us.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.